Interview magazine editor Christopher Boland's new novel, The Destroyers, is a perfect summer read, a literary thriller that casts a spotlight on the unwieldy power of rich American dynasties. His tale of wealth, deceit, and murder focuses on two men, Ian and Charlie, friends since their childhood in Manhattan, both from prosperous families. After being cut out of his father's will, Ian, in grief and desperation, travels halfway around the world to the Greek island of Patmos, where jet-set tourists, international refugees, and religious fanatics exist side by side, begging Charlie to throw him a lifeline. Again, the title of the new book is The Destroyers, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Christopher Boland to the roundtable this morning. Christopher, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So what brought you to this particular story?
Well, you know, I had written one book, my first book set in New York City, and the second one, Orient, was set on the North Fork of Long Island. And I think I honestly just felt the tremendous need to get a book that was out in the sun. Maybe I needed to go on a vacation because I just wanted to go to a Greek island and cause mischief. And that's really sort of how it developed. I was in Patmos, which is where the island where the book is set, on vacation, and it just sort of built from there, you know. So many of stories for me just come out of the location itself, so this was definitely one of them.
So let's focus on the two main characters, Ian and Charlie. They are friends since their childhood in Manhattan. What brings them together and brings them to Patmos?
Well, yes, our childhood best friends from rich families in New York. And Ian's almost 30 years old and has run into quite a bit of damage as an adult. Not a very successful adult, I'm afraid. So he's sort of been rejected by his family and can't get a job and does what maybe anyone would do, which is sort of reach out to his childhood best friend for help. And Charlie, meanwhile, is sort of like living the life of a playboy and spends his summers on this island of Patmos. And so he invites Ian to come hat in hand all the way to Greece, where Ian's sort of going to beg for his life.
I always worry about in interviews like this and telling something key and giving it away, so I certainly don't want to do that, so I'll put most of this on you to explain. But
that's okay. I won't put too much. There's spoilers within spoilers within spoilers, so it's okay to throw a few of them out.
All right. Well, let's talk about the title, Destroyers, and how that plays a key in this, because it's a game that these two played as kids.
Yeah, you know, I was a tremendous game player as a kid. I think you kind of are born into it from your family or not. Like, if your family played games, you probably are an adult that plays games. I know people who did not play games with their family and they hate, you know, you bring out a board game and they want to throw up.
Right.
So I was fortunately from like a big game family. So I was trying to think of a way to bond them, you know, to show how they were bonded as children. And for me, games were sort of a way that I recall, you know, having friends over and making up just sort of ridiculous games and like the imagination running wild. So, yeah, this one's a slightly like sort of darker version because they're running away from basically terrorists. And they sort of turn the museums and grocery stores of Manhattan into these sort of mazes that they run through. But yeah, so that was sort of the connective glue of their friendship as a kid. Also, the title just worked for me because the island of Patmos, it is the most beautiful island. I highly recommend it. But it also is famous for being where the Book of Revelation was written, which is, of course, you know, the great blockbuster end of the world book in the Bible. So
right.
It has that connotation as well, you know, that feeling of the end of the world kind of forever on the horizon.
This is a book that is fascinating because it is a thriller. It is a literary thriller. I'm not exactly sure. Different authors take that differently while they look at it.
I think it's good to have a book you can't really classify. I mean, you know, you kind of aim for that, you know. You want it to be a little of many different things, you know. I love a plot, so I can't strip that from writing.
But so let us talk about that in loving the plot, and yet this just sings and zips along at such a great speed. So that is somewhat of a delicate balancing act, I'm guessing.
Yeah, you know, I just sort of use my own patience with myself as the sort of navigational device. As soon as I feel like I've gone too far in describing something, I want something to happen. So for me, I think it's like, you know, you really just like kind of find that balance. And I love let's give one thing away. There, Charlie does go missing. I feel like you can say that. So okay. Ian gets to the island. Charlie is going to give him a job and help him. And then suddenly on this beautiful island with, you know, a diverse cast of characters, Charlie disappears. And so Ian is sort of stuck poorer than he was before because he bought a ticket to Greece and no return ticket, and trying to figure out what happened to his childhood best friend. So that was just allowed for me. You know, it's a great motor to strap on the back of writing, is to a certain mystery that you keep kind of moving forward. And the book doesn't get too far away from you then.
I have to admit, when I first read the book, I thought of the similarities between Patricia Highsmith and your work. And then I see that constantly in the reviews as well, which I think is interesting. Is that anything that you were looking toward or someone that you have that has motivated you?
Absolutely. I mean, I love Patricia Highsmith's work. And obviously, Talented Mr. Ripley is a huge sort of haunting the back of this book. In fact, there are moments where I thought, is this too Patricia Highsmith-y? I better go run the opposite direction. Funnily enough, when I told people that I was writing a book set on a Greek island that involved a sort of rich billionaire, that everyone kept saying the Magus. And I was so lucky I had never read that book. I knew what it was, but I hadn't read it. And I waited until I was done to read it. And thank God. So yes, I'm always, you know, but Patricia Highsmith, Graham Greene, there are certain writers that really I can't shake because they're just such wonderful inspirations. So yeah, I like the deviousness of Highsmith. Like, you know, she gets the details right, but she gets the sort of grimy details and the devious undertow around all the beauty, which I like.
I love that the characters have just such these really complex, complicated pasts.
Oh, thank you. You know, I mean, I hope I don't overdo it, but I'm, you know, I think characters really, you know, what drives me to write these things. I really enjoy kind of putting two people in a room together and sort of shaking the jar on them. But, you know, they have to have, like, you know, great backstories. You know, you've got to find the motivation. So it was fun to write. You know, it was very different to write people on vacation. They don't have jobs, so that's actually a plus. You don't have to have anyone, you know, going to work and right. on a 9-to-5. So people are just sort of lounging around and free to swim or use their bodies or talk or drink or do anything. But, you know, that's the fun thing about a vacation, too, is that to write about is that you are at one point, you know, you're this is all about you. It's for your enjoyment and you can sort of philosophize about your life. But at the same time, you're just completely vulnerable, especially in a foreign country, because you don't even know where the phone is, let alone the police station, or how to say help in a foreign language. You know, so you really kind of like are completely ignorant to what's going on around you at the same time. Funny sort of way of operating through a country.
Did you always want to write in that first person point of view?
No, I never wanted to write in the first person point of view. It was so hard for me to do. That was actually the biggest challenge of this book, is I'm such a third person writer because I like to brain hop. I get really claustrophobic and with one set of eyes. So it was hard for me to kind of accept Ian as a character that I could just stick with the whole time. But I felt like for what I was talking about, like that feeling of on vacation not knowing anything, it kind of worked, you know, just to be in Ian's head, because he doesn't really understand what's happening. He doesn't really know how to speak Greek. So I think it was really good for this book, but I think I may be going back to third person. It's tough.
So how do you keep your brain hopping contained?
I know. I get really worried that I'm going to lose the thread of a story, so I try to write every day as much as possible. If I leave for like a day or two without writing, I get really nervous that I'm going to lose it. So for me, I think staying, just keeping the thread going and following it as closely as possible, you know? So that's why I think the books kind of are written in quickly, because I basically spend all of my time in a dark room writing them.
And then you just you get it out, right? You just
Out. It all comes out, exactly. And a lot of it does. So yeah, it's but you know, the way I think to keep, for me, I've always found is traveling is the best inspiration for writing. I mean, and that makes, of course, sense because you're just seeing things with new eyes completely. So I think it's, you know, it's been really, it was really fun to tackle Greece and the Greek islands for that very reason. I went to Patmos 3 times during the course of writing this book just to kind of get the details right. There's like a certain point if you're away from, I was away from Patmos like 6 months and I just started describing beaches like they were Jamaican. Because and I thought, no, this isn't a Jamaican beach, this is a Greek beach, it's very different. So you kind of have to like check in occasionally and make sure you get the details of a place correct.
No, I'm going to Patmos for work, I swear.
Yeah, I know, no one bought that, and no one bought that excuse, yeah, and I don't blame them. But see, now I have something to show for it. That's what I had to write this book just for my taxes, basically.
Absolutely. Well, the name of the new novel is The Destroyers. It's just a terrific read, a lot of fun, especially this time of year. Christopher Bolin, thank you very much for spending time with us, and congratulations on the novel.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Great pleasure speaking with you. Again, Christopher Bolin's novel is The Destroyers. It is published by Harper. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.